To be young and a poet. The six winners of this year's Young Poets Competition at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut, would probably agree it's a good thing. On Wednesday, they read their award-winning poems before a festival audience in a program called Fresh Voices 2003. Poet Sarah Myers was one of those voices. She recently graduated from high school in Storrs, Connecticut. She's on her way to Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Her poem is titled Little Girl.
Little girl twirled, arms wide like wings, cheeks full like the shoulders of clouds. And she flew in on her fuchsia parka and Mary Jane's and gaudy costume beads until Mr. Stranger, with void, vacant eyes and empty chest cavity, hissed at her, "Stop! Sit down. You are silly." And little girl blushed, big and wide and deep, and thought to herself, "Stop, sit down. You are not beautiful."
Poet Sarah Michalowski lives in Hebron, Connecticut. She found that to write great poetry, you've got to bend the rules a little.
I wrote this next one while sitting on the roof of my house, and I've been told more than once not to climb up there, but I'm 18 now and I do what I want. It's called Perfectly Parked Cars. Hawk's eye I have upon my rooftop, touching the rough, hot shingles with my fingertips. Up here, I see so clearly everything neatly mapped out in front of me. Perfectly square lawns, perfectly parked cars, perfectly painted lines section the lanes of the road, and I look at all of this with puzzlement and concern. And I wonder what the children play four houses down my street. And I wonder who owns that red sedan three blocks down. A whirligig flutters past just inches from my nose. And I can't help but laugh when I notice that the height of no maple exceeds my rooftop, and that the perfectly painted parallel road lines recede to some indefinite intention.
Paige Steinert attends the Greater Hartford Academy for the Arts. She wrote this next poem after a moment of inspiration on a beach in Providence, Rhode Island.
I'd like to dedicate my last poem to my friend Johnny, who's here tonight, because without him, I wouldn't have found the ocean. Oceana. I can't recall where center is, but I must be getting close, because here the ground forms around me. It rises between my toes and delicately swallows my feet, inch by inch. I can't help feeling the slight pinch of balance as I sink further towards the Earth's core with each wave. I can find no beauty in Oceana's horizon, but in her shallowest section, I catch a ray of what everyone speaks of. I hear a note of the voice that's constantly singing in the part of myself I've never encountered. I'm still waiting to hear what I have to say. I want to make this my home and see if she will take me as a sacrifice to myself, but my time is already taken. My weeks are already planned. I can't recall where center is, but I must be getting close.
Three of the six winners of the Young Poets Competition from the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival at Hillstead Museum in Farmington, Connecticut. We heard from Sarah Myers, Sarah Michalowski, and Paige Steinert. The three other winners were Ashley Coleman, Haley Gallant, and Laura Mars. The Sunken Garden Poetry Festival comes to us by way of independent producer David Budrys.